This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Jurors, I know that you will try this case according to the oath that you took this morning. In that oath, you promised you would well and truly try the issues between the Commonwealth and the defendant according to the evidence and the law. If you follow that oath, approach this case with an open mind and make your decisions fairly, without prejudice or bias or sympathy for anyone, then you will arrive at a just and fair verdict. It's now time for the opening statements. And you will find that there are customs in the law, many customs in the law that dictate how the case plays out. And the first custom I'll alert you to is that the Commonwealth opens the case first. A.A. Connor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Connor, may it please court?
It does.
On January 4th, 2023, Teresa Marchese returned to work after New Year's Hall. She works at Tishman Speyer, and she is the Director of Human Capital Management. That is to say that she's the Director of Human Resources. And Tishman Speyer is a real estate management company, but it's a global real estate management company. It has buildings all over the world. And this office that Ms. Marchese works in is in Washington, D.C. When she returned to her office in Washington, D.C. that morning, she was alerted that one of her co-worker's husbands was trying to find her co-worker. The co-worker was on a watch, and her husband was finding them. Teresa Marchese knew on a watch because she hired her. She hired her in February 2022 to work at the Washington, D.C. office of Tishman Speyer and to manage some of those buildings in Washington, D.C. She also knew that Anna Walsh commuted from Cohasset to Washington to work at Tishman Speyer, and that her husband, Brian, and her 3 children were still in Cohasset at this time. She also knew where Anna Walsh lived in Washington, D.C. Anna Walsh had bought a townhouse right near where Teresa Marchese lives in Washington. So when she heard that Brian Walsh was looking for Anna, she got concerned. And she spoke to her boss, Jeff Cha. And the two of them went into a conference room and called Brian Walsh. Brian was calm. And he said that on January 1st, Anna left their Cohasset home for a work emergency and had to fly back to Washington, D.C. And he hasn't spoken to her since then. This is the longest they've ever gone without speaking. So, Teresa Marchese went and drove to Anna Walsh's townhouse. She took another employee with her, and on the way there, she had another conversation with Brian Walsh. Brian was calm, and he gave her the combination to the garage so Ms. Marchese could get into the building. Ms. Marchese got there, she was able to look in the windows. Nothing was broken, nothing was out of order. She got into the garage, and she found some cardboard boxes that had yet to be unpacked, some car seats, no car, no Anna Walsh. Now the door from the garage to the home, that was locked, because she couldn't get inside. So, Ms. Marchese called Mr. Walsh back again. And she told him that she was going to loop into this conversation Fishman Spire's global head of security, who also works in Washington, D.C. His name is Hugh Dunleavy. He's a retired Secret Service agent. Mr. Walsh is calm. Mr. Dunleavy is looped into this conversation on the phone. And Mr. Walsh is demanding. He becomes very upset. Mr. Dunleavy calms him down, asks him a series of questions. And Mr. Walsh repeats, Anna left the home in Cohasset on January 1st to come to Washington, D.C. for a work emergency. Mr. Dunleavy follows up. Have you called the police? What is the local police department in your town? You live in Cohasset. Do you need to call the police? The call ends. Mr. Dunleavy works with the Washington police and helps facilitate them getting things to the home in Washington, D.C., and Anna is not there. He also calls the Cohasset police just before noon on January 4th. And he reports Anna missing. Hugh Dunleavy from Washington, D.C. calls the Cohasset police, and that is the first time Anna Walsh has been reported missing to the police. It was done just before noon on January 4th, and no one has seen her since January 1st. Over the next few weeks, it'll be the honor of Ms. Cusick, Ms. Yaz, and myself to represent the Commonwealth. And in that time, we will prove the defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of the premeditated murder of his wife, Anna Walsh. And we're going to do that by presenting evidence. And evidence will come to you as her eye comes up in two different forms. One is kind of tangible. You'll see photos of the family home in Cohasset at 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway. You'll see videos from different stores. You'll see Anna Walsh's banking records. You will also see objects, like a tie-dye suit, like a hatchet, like a hacksaw. Now, in addition to those objects, you will hear from witnesses. Witnesses like Teresa Marchese and Hugh Dunleavy, who I just mentioned. You'll also hear from a group of witnesses that are Anna Walsh's friends and colleagues. They will tell you that Anna was 39 years old in January 2003. She was married to a defendant. She had three children. They'll tell you that she was a Serbian immigrant, that she came to this country and began working the hospitality industry by working in hotels in Washington and Massachusetts, and that she transitioned to real estate. She got the opportunity to work for Jen Lutlu, who had his own real estate company. She actually wound up running that company for him. That was until February 2022, where she got what Brian Walsh referred to as a dream job, where she got 4 petitions filed, and she would make more money than she had ever made before in her career. She had purchased a townhouse in Washington, D.C., and she was expected to have her family come with. However, Brian and the children had stayed in Massachusetts. And the reason was, is that Brian had previously pled guilty to a count of fraud in the Boston Federal District Courthouse. But he hadn't been sentenced yet. Now, he was accused of owing over $400,000 of restitution. At this point in time, Anna was a breadwinner for the family, and she had moved to D.C. She was still commuting back and forth, but looking to have the family join her in D.C. and Brian too. However, when she bought the townhouse, she did this with the aid of a person by a real estate agent by the name of William Fast. She was introduced to Mr. Fastow from her former boss, Jim Newton. Fastow will testify, and he will tell you that they became friends, and that friendship became romantic. And that carried on into November of 2022, when Anna needed to go visit her mother, who was sick back in Belgrade serving. Anna flew to Dublin, Ireland, the weekend of Thanksgiving, and Mr. Fastow joined her for that weekend. She then flew and visited her sick mother in Serbia, and then would return back to the United States. Mr. Fastow, after Dublin, would go back to Washington, D.C. But Anna missed Thanksgiving with Brian and the children. And then on Christmas Eve that same year, Anna went out to dinner with Mr. Fastow. They went out to dinner and apples with another couple. And she stayed the night. And she was supposed to get a flight out on Christmas Day. But she couldn't get a flight. So she had to drive up from Washington, D.C. to Cohasset. And she missed Christmas Eve and most of Christmas Day with Brian. She would fly back to Washington, D.C. And on December 29th, she would go to dinner with one of her friends, who will testify before you. And that friend will say that she was on paracetamol, retired, and immersed. You'll also hear from a series of witnesses that dealt with Anna Walsh right before the meetings. She returned back to Cohasset on December 30th, and she was going to stay with the family until January 3rd. You'll hear how she went to a bar class, B-A-R-R-E. It's an intensive ballet class. You'll hear from the instructor, who will say that she did exceedingly well in that. A person who was with her in a nail salon will testify. She got her nails done. That's fun years ago. And Mr. Mubu will testify. He went over to the Walsh family residence on New Year's Eve for dinner. 3 adults were there. There was Mr. Mubu, Brian, and Anna. He got there around 8:30. He brought some snacks for the kids. Actually got to play with the oldest child. And he spent the night talking to his friends. He characterized them as jovial. They shared champagne. They weren't drunk. They were enjoying the new year. They actually signed the champagne box. And you'll see that. Where they were looking forward to the new year. Brian cooked. Brian was attentive. Ron also said to Mr. Newton that night that he had lost his phone, had been misplaced, but he had felt free as a result. Mr. Mubu left that home on New Year's Day at 1:30 a.m. And there was no mention of a work emergency in Washington, D.C. that would require Anna to fly out or leave the family home at 6 or 7 a.m. that day. Now on January 4th, after Hugh Dunleavy had called the Cohasset Police Department, the Cohasset Police Department dispatched Officer Greg Lorenz to go speak to Mr. Walsh at his home. Officer Lorenz went. He was outside by Brian Walsh. Brian Walsh informed Officer Lorenz that Anna had left on January 1st, had taken the Uber or Lyft to Logan Airport to fly out to Washington, D.C. for a work emergency. Gave her a phone number to Anna Walsh, described her as 5'2", suspect. She was 39 years old, approximately 115 pounds. Again, her officer Lorenz went back to the Cohasset Police Department. Worked with other Cohasset police officers, trying to find any connection to Uber or Lyft or local taxi cabs. Cohasset Police would then begin a process of pinging on his phone. You're going to get to see the records from that, but essentially the process involves the cell phone carrier, in this case Verizon, sending a signal onto the phone to try and locate. And the Verizon records will show that the last time that phone that belonged to Anna Walsh interacted with the network was shortly after 3 a.m. on January 2nd. And when he did so, it was in the area of the Walsh home. That same day, Cohasset Police also tasked Detective Schmidt with investigating this case. He and Officer Lawrence, we go back to the Walsh family residence at 516 Chief Justice Cushing Harbor. They interview Brian Walsh. And he recorded. They get to hear the recording. And Brian will talk about how Anna was commuting back and forth from Cohasset to Washington for work, how there were some issues with his federal case, and how Mr. Moonblue had come over for dinner that night on New Year's Eve, and how Anna had to leave between 6 and 7 on January 1st. He also, in that interview, described what Anna was wearing when she left the home. Blue-gray hunter boots, a black jacket, and an Hermes watch. So Sergeant Smith will testify for you, and he will tell you that he worked on the missing person investigation and called in additional resources to help. On the 5th, he had his own department do a search of the woods near the family home. On the 6th, he called in a task force made of several different police departments to do further searching of the woods in the rain. The Walsh family home. Contacted the state police to use their resources. He also got the opportunity to speak to Mr. Walsh on January 5th, January 7th, and January 8th. And when he did those interviews, he was accompanied by detectives from the state police. And those interviews were recorded. You'll get to hear those interviews. You'll get to hear those interviews. And Mr. Walsh, during those interviews, will explain that he and Anna were happy there. He had no knowledge of any extramarital affair. That Anna had her dream job. That it was taking care of the family. And conversely, he didn't take a salary this year out of his company that was a consulting company. He told the police that he owed over $400,000 in restitution on his federal matter. But this year, he's causing stress on his marriage, that he might have to go to jail. He said that they were very happy and that the biggest problem was that they were apart. Brian also told the police that Anna's job had caused her to miss Christmas Eve and Christmas Day Winterfell, and that Anna traveling to visit her sick mom caused her to miss Thanksgiving with the family. And that he did not want to have an argument with Donna about missing another holiday on January 1st. He had a discussion with her about Christmas Day. He was concerned that by him looking around trying to find her, he would embarrass her. So he tells the police, anyone will find her. So I understood she was going to come back and she left. But where does he work? You'll also have access to financial records that will show that Anna Walsh had approximately $200,000 in accounts at Fidelity, and that there was over $1 million in life insurance in Anna Walsh, and that Brian Walsh was the beneficiary of those policies. And in addition to the Cohasset Police, the Massachusetts State Police also worked with them on trying to find Anna. You're going to hear from two troopers in particular, Trooper Nicholas Sorino and Trooper Connor Keith. They are digital forensic specialists. They have special training in examining computers, tablets, phones. And in this matter, they had the opportunity to examine a MacBook, iPads, and cell phones that were at the Walsh house. And they will explain that on Christmas Day, when Anna had missed Christmas Eve and was after spending the evening with Mr. Passau, that was driving up from Washington, D.C., the cell phone that Brian Walsh was using looked up Mr. Passau on the internet. And that on December 27th, a MacBook that used the Apple ID for Brian Walsh, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, researched best strategies to divorce for a man, best state to divorce for a man, Washington, D.C. divorce laws. On December 29th, Brian Walsh's cell phone was researching buildings that Anna Walsh managed petitioner's file and emergencies she had handled for them in the past. Rupert McGraw-Reno will also explain to you the internet history of that MacBook that had Brian Walsh's Apple ID beginning on January 1st. At 4:54 a.m., the MacBook searched best way to dispose of the body. And then with the civil websites, you know. At 6:24 a.m., same day, the same device, searched how long for someone to missing to inherit. How long missing to be what? Can you throw away body parts? Later on that morning, on January 1st, at 9:33 a.m., the MacBook went to search how long does DNA last? And then an article, is it possible to clean DNA off the knife? 30 minutes later, the MacBook researched disposal of a cell phone. At 10:28 a.m., the MacBook researched that I am the user of my wife's credit card, she is missing. And again on January 1st, at 11:28 a.m., it searched best way to dispose of body parts after a murder. Rupert Vario will explain the numerous websites and searches done by the MacBook in the morning and early afternoon on January 1st, and that these websites were about cleaning blood with ammonia, bleach, and hydrogen peroxide. Websites visited included those as whether it is better to throw away crime scene clothes or wash them. One site was entitled, "You Want to Get Away with Murder? Use a Special Deterrent." This type of activity on the MacBook continued into January 2nd, when it looked up how long does Lowe's key security footage, how to saw a body, how to dismember a body, can you be charged with murder without a body? Can you identify a body with broken teeth? The MacBook also visited websites for apartment complexes in Brockton and Chelsea. One in particular, Chatham West in Brockton. Brian Walsh told investigators that his phone, which was an iPhone 13 mini, had been misplaced and not found until the afternoon of January 2nd, 2023. When investigators examined that phone, they learned that it had been connected to a power source. It had been unlocked 24 times by either using the face or the passcode. Investigators will also tell you that the location data from that phone showed that it remained in the Walsh residence until the afternoon of January 2nd, 2023. However, there was another phone in the Walsh residence, an iPhone SE, which belonged to one of the children. When investigators examined the location data for that phone, They found that on January 1st, the phone traveled to a Walgreens in Cohasset, then to a liquor store nearby the defendant's mother's home, an apartment complex in Swampscott, to a CVS in Danvers, to a Lowe's in Danvers, and to a Stop and Shop in Swampscott. You will see the surveillance video from those stores. You will see the video from Walgreens, where a white man with dark hair using a credit card buys Band-Aids and antibiotic oil. You'll see on the surveillance video at the CVS in Danvers that a white man with dark hair, now wearing a mask, buys hydrogen peroxide using cash. You'll see the surveillance video from the Stop and Shop in Swanson, where a white man then goes buys ammonia with cash. And you'll see the surveillance video from the Lowe's in Danvers, where a white man wearing a mask and dark hair buys several items that cost more than $400 using cash, including a Tyvek suit and cutting instruments such as shears, snips, and a hacksaw. The investigators will explain how the cell phone location data from the iPhone SE shows that it went to a Home Goods in the morning of January 2nd, and that Brian's iPhone 13 mini went to a Home Depot in Rockland in the afternoon of January 2nd. You will see the surveillance videos from those stores. You will see a white man with dark hair at Home Goods buying Civic candles and area rugs. And you will see a white man with dark hair at the Home Depot buying more cleaning supplies, 20 pounds of baking soda, mop, buckets, and a hatchet. The investigators will also explain to you that Brian Walsh's cell phone on January 3rd was located near apartment complexes in Danville. You will see the surveillance video from some of the apartment complexes, including one at Chatham West. You'll see someone going to the dumpster and then leaving. The investigators will also tell you that on January 5th, Brian Walsh's phone was in the area of dumpsters and trash compactor by his mother's apartment complex in Swanson, and that this was before he was interviewed by Duncan Schmidt later that night. On January 9th, police went to those dumpsters and they took that trash compactor and those that dumpster to a facility in Peavey where they searched the contents of both. And they found an Air Mary's watch, blue gray hunter boots, a black coat, a COVID vaccination card with Anna Walsh's name on, rugs, a Tyvek suit, a hammer, shears, snips, a hatchet, and a hacksaw. The police will tell you that these items were packaged and brought back to a laboratory, and they were brought there for examination. But how some of these items were examined for DNA, and the DNA was compared to samples they had from Anna and Brian. Scientists from the state DNA lab will identify DNA of Brian Walsh and Anna Walsh on a Tyvek suit. They'll explain that Anna Walsh's DNA was found from items in the dumpster, including drugs, the hatchet, and the hacksaw. Jem Mutlu said goodbye to Anna Walsh about 1:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. When he left, she was home, she was alive, and she was with her husband. No one has seen her since her husband said she left on January 1st. She has not accessed her finances, her email, her phone has made no calls, and no one has found her body. During this case, we ask two things. The first is that you keep an open mind. Don't rush to judgment, but instead, see how all the evidence fits together. Pay careful attention to the timing of certain events. And second, use your common sense. Don't leave it home. Bring it with you here as you make your examination of every piece of it. And at the end of this trial, we will speak to you one more time. And it is at that time we will ask that you find the defendant guilty of murdering his wife with guilt under premeditation.
Thank you, Lady O'Connor. Judge, why don't you take a break and stand up and shake a leg? And when you're comfortable and regained your focus, you may be seated. Now we'll hear from the defense on the opening statements. Attorney Tipton.
Thank you, Your Honor. Brian Walsh. Why do you kiss? Lied to him on January 4th. Lied to him on January 5th. Lied to him on January 7th. Brian Walsh went to Lowe's and bought tools. Brian Walsh went to Home Depot and bought tools. Brian Walsh, beginning about 4:54 a.m., began a frantic and tragic search. You will hear about. You'll hear the evidence. You will hear evidence that those searches evolved from how best to dispose a body to even darker subject matter. As he wrestled with the fact that Anna Walsh was dead. That evidence that you will hear will be hard to understand, and it is true. On January 1st of 2023, Jim Ludlow left the family home of Brian and Anna Walsh sometime between 1 and 1:30 in the morning. Anna and Brian Walsh continued to celebrate the news. He went upstairs to the bedroom. About an hour later, you'll hear evidence that Mr. Walsh got up, went back downstairs to clean the kitchen. You'll see evidence that he looked at his email. You'll hear evidence that he then returned to the bedroom, intending nothing more than to crawl in the bed with Anna Walsh, the woman he loved. When he entered the bedroom and began to get into the bed, he sensed something was wrong. You will hear evidence that it made no sense to him. But he nudged Anna, his woman. She didn't respond. He nudged her again, a little harder. She didn't respond. He nudged her now in a frantic and panic reaction to where she actually rolled off the bed. You'll hear evidence that now he is panicking and he doesn't understand what has happened and what is happening. It didn't make any sense to him. It didn't make sense that somebody that he had just been with and endured millions of tons of millions would suddenly be dead. Not answer. You will hear evidence in this case of sudden, unexplained death.
You will hear evidence that it is real. You will hear evidence that it happens in young people and old. You will hear evidence it happens in male and female. You will hear evidence it happens during the day and during the night, that it happens. The trained athletes. You will hear evidence that it can be the result of both mechanical and or electrical problems within the body. You will hear evidence that it might be cardiovascular, pulmonary, neurological, or other reasons. You will hear evidence that it occurs in people who have never manifested a symptom that something might be wrong. And in fact, you will hear evidence that sometimes the first manifestation that something is or was wrong with someone is the sudden, unexplained. That's the evidence. Sudden unexplained death is known within the medical community and the forensic community. But it is to this day not well understood, and that is the evidence you will hear. And it is not well known to non-medical professionals. And you will hear evidence. Brian Welch never imagined somebody suddenly die. 1 hour he's with her, he cleans the kitchen, he comes back up, and she is dead. You will hear evidence in this case that Brian Walsh, Hannah Walsh, love each other. Yes, there was stress in the marriage. Stress born out of a simple problem that took its toll. And that's a pending federal case that had begun in 2018 and was still going forward. And what happened was, over time, Anna Walsh got a job in D.C. with the support of Brian Walsh. It was a huge stepping stone in her career. It paid twice the salary. And they talked about it. You will hear evidence that they had to make a decision. Brian could not leave Cohasset because of the pending federal case. So who would take care of the children? Well, Anna worked in D.C. Brian Walsh. And he did. There was stress in commuting back and forth between D.C. and Cohasset. Brian Walsh experienced that stress too. And Anna Walsh and him talked. They talked about it on Christmas Day of 2022. And that's what the evidence was. Yes, there was an affair. You will hear evidence of an affair. An affair does not make someone a bad person, does not make someone a bad mother. Make no mistake about that. But yes, there was an affair, not between Brian Walsh and anyone, but between Anna Walsh and William Walsh. The evidence will be that Anna Walsh did everything she could to hide the affair. That she did not tell her closest friends, her confidants, some of whom lived in D.C., the same person, Alyssa Kirby, that she spent December 29th with, drinking and talking about her life. She hid this. William Basker will tell me that he was unaware of any plans of Anna ever telling Brian about the affair. William Fassler will testify that they behaved differently in public in D.C. to make sure there was no appearance of D.C. William Fassler will testify that Anna Walsh told him she would be devastated if Brian ever learned about the affair. Brian Walsh didn't know about the affair. He did know. And he got a crush on William Fassel because she told him. And he did not react in a jealous way. And you will hear evidence that over the close to decade that these two people were in love, and all you have to do is look at the evidence and the photograph you'll see of Anna Walsh. And the evidence will establish she is a beautiful woman. And it was not unusual for her to comment to Brian, "I had some man look at me today. I think he liked me." That didn't upset Brian, not over a period of 10 years. And when she told him that she had a crush on William Fastow, the man who had sold them the $1.3 million townhouse in D.C., it didn't upset Brian. He trusted her. In fact, you will hear evidence from Melissa Purdy that Anna Walsh told her, "I wish he would be jealous." You will hear evidence that there was no financial issue or problem. Anna Walsh was just got that job, the early part of 2022, that paid close to $300,000 a year. They own that townhouse in D.C. It was worth over $1 million. They own full life insurance policies on their sons in the amount of $1 million each. Whole life, and you will hear, you can borrow against if you need cash. You will hear evidence that Brian Walsh's mother gifted them money, and actually you'll hear from the landlord of the home that they were living in at the time that Brian was living in, taking care of the three boys while Anna worked in D.C., that it was his mother who was paying the rent, because that's what grandmothers do. There was no financial problems here. They owned investment property in Massachusetts. The evidence in this case is that Brian Walsh loved Anna Walsh. You will hear that she spoke of him in glowing terms to William Fastow. That she said, "I want people to see the Brian that I know." You will hear how she talked about her relationship with Brian with Alyssa Curry. And notwithstanding the fact that Anna Walsh was happening to Bill, she described their relationship as open and honest. He believed their marriage was open and honest, because he loved her. You will hear how she described Brian as her best friend to her friend Alyssa Curry. You'll also see evidence of text messages. And you may use to determine for yourself if there was love between the two individuals. The importance about those text messages that you'll see is simply that they're dated. The ones you'll see are dated beginning December 25th of 2022, 7 days before New Year's Day. 12:25, Anna Walsh and Brian Walsh are texting each other, and she is sending him 7 properties, listings, primarily out of Zillow, 7 listings of properties in the greater D.C. area, Bethesda, Annapolis. They're searching for future investment properties. You'll see that, and you'll hear evidence that then she comes up to celebrate Christmas with Brian and their 3 beautiful boys. You'll see on 12:27, now that she's back in D.C., these text messages between them, and they're talking about one of their properties. And they're talking about the fact that it, in fact, sold. So now they need to figure out what to do with the proceeds. You'll see on 1228, next exchange between Brian Walsh and Anna Walsh. Now, she's back in D.C. She's not feeling well. She's telling Brian, I don't feel well. Well, I'm going to stay at home and work at home today in D.C. And they choke. On the text, Brian says something like, I guess I'll have to get you a pony. Anna responds, I'll tell you what. I'll buy the plunger. You buy me that Porsche. Why? Because Anna Walsh wanted the Porsche. And what you see on that text exchange, right after she says that, is you'll see postings that he sent to her of the Porsches he'd been shopping for the women he loved. And you'll see in his network that he was shopping for Porsches. Because she had asked for it. On 1229, you'll see a text exchange between them where they're talking about a three-story brownstone that she had found that maybe they'll buy for an investment. And you'll see the text references to how much it costs, the square footage it's up and below. You'll see text exchange between them where they're talking about possible renovations in the future. They are talking about the future. And this is on 1229. And then on 1230, simple texts. Texts between them about her catching her flight from D.C. to get to Cohasset for New Year's. She texts them on land. Then what you see in those text messages are she begins to send Brian pictures of her playing with the boys. Now that she's reunited with the three beautiful boys again. And then you see seven pictures sent by Brian Walsh back to Anna. Taken of her playing with the boys. And how do they sign off these texts? We'll see them. Brian says, love you. And Anna Walsh says, love me too. We've come full circle in this opening, and now we're back to New Year's Eve. Jim Mutlow, the family friend, is invited by Anna to come to the house to celebrate New Year's Eve. You'll hear evidence that he was thrilled. He was thrilled to be with two people he'd known for years, but he hadn't seen in some time. He knew their kids. Three beautiful boys. He'll describe how when he drove up in the driveway, Anna Walsh ran down the driveway in her heels, no coat, on a cold winter day to hug him. And then what happened? They all went into the house. And what was occurring in the house? Brian was cooking New Year's. He was feeding them as they all talked for 4 to 5 hours. And what were they talking about? They were talking about the future. They were talking about investments. Anna Walsh told a story about how Brian had found a ring for her and the whole adventure of finding the ring and buying the ring. She talked about it in glowing terms when she talked about how Brian did that. Mr. Mutlow will describe that for the 4 or 5 hours that he was there, he saw no progress between them. That Brian was happy and Anna was happy. He described the atmosphere as jovial. Festive. He described it as loving. As adults do for New Year's Eve, they celebrated with wine and champagne. You will have that box, or at least photographs of that champagne box, where they signed it. And what Anna signed on that box she wrote, let's make 2023 the best one yet. She went on to say, courage, love, perseverance, compassion, joy, and signed it, love, Nothing was more important to both Anna and Brian but those three beautiful pearls.
They had talked about the problem of the federal case. It was stressful. When you heard in the Commonwealth opening the reference to a divorce search, please understand that the other evidence will be that that singular search occurred between conversations between Anna and Brian about the sale of their property. You'll see that that search occurred about 8:30 on 12/27. And why is that important? The evidence will show that the only time Anna Walsh talked about divorce with William Fastow, she talked about it in terms of Brian and I attempting to preserve the family assets. Why is that important? Because yes, there was $400,000 of restitution that was going to come due. And yes, Brian may have had to go to prison for some time. And what did that mean? It meant that there was going to have to be arrangements, not just to pay the money, which wasn't going to be a problem, but the boys had to move up to D.C. because Brian could no longer take care of them. And there would be all that added expense. And they went so far as to talk to Robin Howe, their nanny, their babysitter, and asked her if she would consider moving up. So there were expenses. So when you talk about preserving the family assets, you have to decide, how is it that I make sure, how is it, as Brian Walsh will tell you, how is it that I make sure that my wife and my three sons are financially secure if I have to go to prison for a day, for a week, for a life of being? That's what they were talking. And in all of the other digital data that the Commonwealth has been pouring over for 2 years, you will not hear evidence of any other conversation. And you won't hear it from William Fastow. In fact, William Fastow will tell you he had resigned himself to think Anna Walsh has never been any value. God will you. Jim Mutlow left around 1:30. Ryan Walsh and Anna Walsh went upstairs. He went back down to the kitchen about an hour later to clean it up. And then the impossible, the unimaginable. Yeah. It didn't make sense to Brian Walsh. It was confusing. He never thought anybody would believe that Anna Walsh was alive 1 minute and dead the next. And all he could think about were those three boys. What would happen to their three boys now that Anna is no longer here? What will happen if they think he did something bad to Anna? Where will those three boys go? And so, he told the story. He told lies. He tried to hide so he could hang on to those boys. Brian Walsh never killed me. Brian Walsh never thought about killing you. Never. Brian Walsh is not safe.
First, once again, why don't you stand up? Shake a leg. 15 minutes before the break, but it's been a long little stretch here, so I can either break you now or we can start the evidence. Does anybody who still shows hands need a bathroom break? All right, we're going to take a break early, and we'll see you back in about 20 minutes.
More rights to the court, please.
What is that?
Put her out. Mm-hmm.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.